House will come to order.
In a raucous session, the Republican-controlled House passed a bill to extend certain insurance plans. Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn.
We have heard from the American people from coast to coast, that they do not want, the president's health care law.
Some Democrats said the House bill was just the latest of many Republican attempts to undermine the president and his health care law. Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro.
This is a cynical, transparently political bill. Oppose it.
But 39 Democrats voted with Republicans to change the law. On Thursday, Mr. Obama admitted Obamacare is in trouble.
We did fumble the ball on it, and what I'm going to do is make sure that we get it fixed.
The president announced his decision to extend some insurance plans for 1 year. Andrew Leonard is one of those who lost his health insurance. He says a new plan would cost him three times as much and cover the costs of medical care for children, something he does not need.
I don't have any kids, and when I do have kids, I would probably get their own insurance plan or change it at that point. Why do I have to change it now?
Technical glitches with the government's health care website have caused headaches for millions of Americans. Elaine Burke says she spent hours trying to sign up for a plan on the website. She finally succeeded, but it was not what she had hoped for. She wants to avoid a repeat of last year when she had big medical bills after almost losing a finger.
If the finger happened again, I'd still, you know, not be in great financial shape paying for that. So it's really not universal health coverage.
The president's credibility has suffered serious damage, says analyst Stu Rothenberg. He says that will have an impact on Democratic candidates in next year's midterm elections.
Every Democrat from a swing state or a Republican district or state is looking to say, it's not my fault. I was misled. The president lied to me. Here's a fix for health care that we need to adopt.
But if the website is fixed and millions of Americans sign up for health plans, Rothenberg says public opinion could shift again. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.